Dr. Isabel Chapados?
Yes, I'm Isabel Chapados. I'm a pediatrician and pediatric
I'm a pediatrician and a pediatric endocrinologist here at the University of Alberta. And my concern is about the use of pesticides for cosmetic reasons by citizens. And why do we say cosmetic pesticides? It means it's the use of pesticides where there's no plant, human, animal health threat. So it's purely for aesthetic reasons. And there has been a lot of barriers to say, oh, what's the evidence against the use of pesticides? How can we prove that they're dangerous for our kids? People usually I find are easily using the evidence-based medicine gold standard of double-blind placebo-controlled study to say that anything that is short of that is not a valid study. The thing is, it's totally unethical to put people in studies where one group will be prospectively exposed and the other group not, and then let's see what happens. So because of that, all the studies we have are retrospective or cohort, and that's what we have. So we have to make with it. There is a very interesting meta-analysis. That means an analysis of all the studies that have been published to date. That has been done by Margaret Sanborn, first in 2005 and then an update in 2012 about the use of pesticides. And that has been cautioned by the Ontario College of Family Physicians. So the first study in 2005 was looking at the cancer studies, especially, and they did find that there was an increased risk of lymphoma and leukemia in kids who were exposed in utero, and the risk was about 2 times. Okay, they were also looking at studies about non-cancer risk, and in their update in 2012, they came up with better studies. So they had 70, they looked at, actually they included 75 studies for reproductive health outcome, 32 studies for neurodevelopmental issues, and 35 studies for respiratory health. So in terms of respiratory health outcome, we see that pesticides have been implicated with decreased fetal growth. And interestingly, when New York banned pesticides, the birth weight of the babies born in New York increased. Pesticide use is also linked to a decreased health circumference. And as you have a smaller head as a baby, you have a lower IQ usually. There also has been an increase in birth defects, especially hypospadias. Hypospadias is a baby born without the urethra at the tip of the penis. It could be anywhere between the tip and under. So it's called genital ambiguity, and it needs surgical correction. There has been an increase in preterm birth, an increase in low birth weight, and prematurity and low birth weight have significant effect on all lifespan. And we know that it's actually linked to obesity later in life. There also has been a study of the neurodevelopmental outcome, and some show that the babies born from workers in the farm industry have a low tonus. They also showed that there was developmental delay if you looked at the Bayley scales. That is an accepted tool in the young toddlers. And the risk was increased by 1.5 by 2 times the risk. There's also an increased risk of ADHD. There is an increased risk of reduced IQ, especially the working memory and the verbal comprehension, ASD, the autism, and as well as respiratory outcomes that are asthma and allergies and atopies. And it really makes me sad to see that we always hide behind Health Canada saying that these pesticides are safe if they're well used. If you walk in your neighborhood like I do, you will see that people do not use safely. They don't put goggles, they don't put gloves, they don't have protective gear, and they usually spray it with the wind in their face. The private people who put pesticides on their lawn, they do not put a sign, don't let your kids go on that ground. It's dangerous. There's none of it. And I think as citizens, it's our, we have to help the people who are outliers, who would not follow the rules. And
thank you.